Coast Radio News for Thursday, May 14, 2020. I'm George Henry. At 10 a.m. this morning, Governor Kate Brown held a press conference to announce which counties have passed the provisions for reopening under Phase 1 of her plan. We learned earlier this morning that the governor has informed the Lane County Board of Commissioners in a letter to Jay Bozovich yesterday that the county has been approved for Phase 1. More than 30 counties have submitted proposals to the governor. Many businesses will be allowed to open with certain restrictions tomorrow, but Phase 1 participants will have a wider range of abilities, including sit-down service for restaurants, barbers and salons, gym and fitness centers. There's also an allowance for gatherings of up to 25 people. All allowances come with strict adherence to the current social distancing policies. It was a very busy night for the Stanislaus School Board as they face an unsure future regarding the upcoming school year. The budget for the 2020-21 school year is in limbo as the board is waiting for results from a May 20th revenue forecast. While the budget is a big concern, the board is also addressing possible scenarios for the school year. There's currently no state-level plan for reopening schools, and Superintendent Annie Grzeszkowiak says there probably will not be one for a while. Schools will likely have classroom size restrictions, and to address that, the board is looking at splitting classes by having half of the student body in school during the morning and half in the afternoon. Another possible scenario could play out if parents are fearful of sending their children back to school, as well as some falling in the vulnerable category. In that scenario, teachers would be tasked to teach those students through the distance model while the rest attend class on campus. The school board is also looking at the possibility of distance learning for all students, and if all goes well, there is still the possibility of a return to regular class schedules. It will likely be some time before we know which direction will be taken due to the current climate surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. The feeding of students is an ongoing issue with the Stanislaus School Board. Food distribution is ongoing through the rest of the school year and will continue through the summer, according to School Superintendent Annie Grzeszkowiak. Grzeszkowiak wanted to make sure that the public was aware that the Florence Food Share has raised over $32,000 in funds to enable the distribution to continue. The district will expand the summer food program from its normal 4 fixed sites to the current 22 stops that it is making. Last week, the school participated in a trial run of an evening meal delivery program in partnership with FoodShare that delivered 78 family meals consisting of pasta casseroles and breadsticks for 4 people. The plan is to expand that delivery to more families in the future. AAA Oregon is reporting that reservations are very slow for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. With travel restrictions in place across the country, it looks as though Americans will be staying home this holiday, according to Marie Dodds with AAA. This year, AAA will not issue a Memorial Day travel forecast, a first in 20 years. Last year, more than 500,000 Oregonians traveled during the holiday. Dodds says this year, they are expecting an all-time low. The Oregon Health Authority has confirmed 55 new cases of the coronavirus, and along with that number, there are 4 new deaths to report, bringing that total to 134. 3 of those deaths were reported in Polk County, including a 100-year-old woman. 2 other deaths were reported in Polk County and 1 in Washington County. Those 3 were all in their 90s, and OHA is reporting that all had underlying health conditions. There were no new COVID-19 cases reported for Lane County. That total stands at 20, with 1 presumptive case added to that total. The City of Florence would like to get feedback on the state's reopening strategy. They will be holding a number of listening sessions next Tuesday and Wednesday. The sessions are intended to give Oregon government agencies information on how best to respond to the business community's needs during the current executive order and during the recovery process. Some of the topics include what innovations have been employed to adapt social distancing restrictions, what support or training would be beneficial, what changes are predicted, and what sources has your business sought during the crisis. Information on times are available on the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, May 14th, 2020.